This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. military said Wednesday it conducted strikes against 14 Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. These strikes followed the U.S. putting the Houthis back on its list of global terrorists and will pile sanctions on the Iranian-supported rebels. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden met with congressional leaders over complex talks to unlock aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies as Republicans continue to push for tougher measures of immigration. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now, and that's the first time I can say that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is VOA News. A World Health Organization official who recently returned from the Gaza Strip said on Wednesday the healthcare system is rapidly deteriorating and more staff, supplies, and access are urgently needed. Sean Casey, the WHO health emergency officer, told reporters at the United Nations a ceasefire is the most critical need, but access, the ability to move people and relief supplies safely and quickly within Gaza, also would help ease suffering. Former President Donald Trump was threatened with expulsion from his Manhattan civil trial on Wednesday after he repeatedly ignored a warning to keep quiet while columnist E. Jean Carroll testified. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Carroll said Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse in the 1990s. A jury backed her claim. This case involves damages. Trump could be heard saying things to his lawyers like, "It's a witch hunt and it really is a con job." Judge Lewis Kaplan told the former president to stop being disruptive. Outside court.
This is a person I have no idea until this happened, obviously. I have no idea who she was. And nor could I care less.
Trump also ripped Kaplan on social media while the judge denied a request that he step aside from the case.
I frankly am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
Carroll says her worries about her personal safety led her to buy bullets for a gun she inherited from her father and unleash her pit bull to roam freely on her property. I'm Ed Donahue.
Zambia is reeling from a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 400 people so far and infected more than 10,000. AP's Karen Chamas has more on the story.
In Lusaka, the capital, a man with cholera sits in the back of an ambulance holding an IV. The outbreak, which is spreading at an alarming rate, has led authorities to keep schools closed throughout the nation after the end-of-year holidays. Lusaka resident Dan Tambo leans on the doorway to his house as he tells the AP of the 4 days he spent in hospital with the disease. The head of Zambia's National Health Institute, Professor Roma Chilengi, told the AP it looks like it's reached a peak.
It does look like the indications over the last 4 days we have consistently registered fewer daily numbers, which is a good sign.
The disease is strongly linked to poverty and inadequate access to clean water. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Thailand say an explosion at a fireworks factory in central Thailand has killed about 20 people, though the devastation at the scene has made the death toll uncertain. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.